I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Every Monday, we have the subtitle called Helping People, because I help people. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me or my colleagues over at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. Many of us are accepting new clients right now, so you can please feel free to give us a call if talking to somebody is something that you might need in your life. Okay, so I always sit and think, what am I going to talk about this week? And I came to the station and the station manager said, so what's your topic today? And I said, I don't know. I think I'm just going to wing it. And he said, no. What I've really been wanting you to talk about is to explain to people what is therapy and why would they want to go? You've done it before, but it's been a couple years. So how about we do that today, guys? What is therapy and why would you go? In the past, I've heard people say that going to therapy is an unchristian thing because you're looking to man to solve your problems instead of looking to God to solve your problems. And so that's the first thing that I would like to address right here, because I genuinely feel that, I guess depending on who you go to for therapy, that might be some of the case, like a percentage perhaps, but, I just, because of my experiences, I just truly don't believe that at all. So let's talk about why real quick. There's like 2 points I feel passionate about this. And sometimes I have a hard time picking which one when I'm extemporaneously speaking. So 2 things. One is, does it fit with the Bible? Does it fit with what you're called to do? After being in therapy, does it fit with biblical teaching, or is it leading you away from biblical teaching? Two, is it possible that the Lord is speaking to you through this venue? Is it possible that He is helping you come to terms with things that have happened in your life, in places to go in the future, and this is a time where you can be quiet enough in your world to hear Him? Okay, so those are the two like main things that I think about. So let's talk about those and another thing. So the other thing is every day before work, before I start my work day, I sit in my office and I pray. And I pray, dear Lord, please be in this room today. Please give me the words. Let the words that come out of my mouth be your words. Be here and know what it is that my clients need today, what they need from you, what they need from themselves, and guide me in a way to help steer them to come to those revelations. Lord, I can't do this without you. I am just human, and I don't know what it is that all of these people that I see today are going to want and need. But Lord, you are almighty, and you are all-knowing, and you know their whole story more than they have ever uttered to me, whether that's their first session or their 100th. Not that anyone has had 100 sessions, by the way. God, I just pray that this is your session with my clients today, that this is you that speaks and that you are in this room and you are present, and that not only do I feel you, but the people in the room feel you. I pray these things in Jesus' name, amen. And that is what I pray every day. before my clients. Sometimes when I have an especially troubled client coming in, I just know that they've had a lot of hardship in their life, or they're really at a crossroads and they're really confused and they're struggling with it. I'll pray again right before that session. And again, I pray that I'm his mouthpiece and that he directs where the session needs to go for the person to find their own understanding and their healing. Because I can't give someone their healing. I have taken so many classes and gone to so many continuing education trainings, and many of them free and many of them very expensive. The Lord has opened a lot of doors for me to gain education, but that does not mean that I can, that without his guidance, I can just sit there and tell people what to do to fix their lives. I need his guidance. He is everything, right? So when you're thinking about going to see a therapist and you're thinking of it as you're taking it into your own hands and you're not trusting on the Lord, perhaps also the therapist is trusting on the Lord. I mean, maybe that's there. So, and not to plug my office, but all of us at Chico Creek Counseling are Christians. We're all therapists and we all happen to be Christians. So we spend your hour talking about what's happening in your life, because that's not a whole lot of time for you to get your story met or your story told and everything. But you can rest assured that we have your value system and that we're praying over our offices and our buildings every morning. Okay, commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I just want to remind you that while helping people, Chico Now talks about psychotherapy-related topics. It is very important to make sure that you know that anything that we talk about on a 30-minute show, especially one that has commercials that take about a few minutes of your time, can't fix your problems, right? So while I'm here to edify you and to give you insight and education, if you're feeling triggered and you feel like you need a little bit more, please feel free to find somebody in your area who is qualified to help you with the topic that's going on in your life. I'm a marriage and family therapist registered intern. So marriage and family therapists do that. They do individuals, couples, families, children. Our title is very misleading. So I think I have more individuals than I have of couples, even though the title is marriage and family. Then we have clinical social workers, PhDs, PsyDs, you name it. I like to go to psychologytoday.com, and that's how when people ask for a referral in their town, I'll usually look people up over there on the Psychology Today website, read a few biographies, and kind of hone down a couple of people who seem like they align with what I would have written. And then I'll give those names and numbers. I just think it's a really great website to find people in your area. And our listening audience is much greater than the Chico area, so not everybody can come to Chico Creek Counseling, right? Okay, so there's that disclaimer. It's very important that I disclaim that every single week. So I thought about, during the commercial break, I was thinking about, I've never told this story probably to anybody other than my close friends or whatever, but I thought maybe I would share it right now, because it just feels like another aspect of if therapy, psychotherapy wasn't blessed by the Lord, why would we have, this is going to sound like a silly statement, psychotherapists, right? Of course, we have tons of things that are not blessed by the Lord. But when I'm coming from my own perspective and my own life experience. So I thought I would share this with you. I was 28. And well, before that, I finished my bachelor's degree in business, but I had already been bitten by the psychology bug. I already wanted to go and get my master's degree in psychology, but going through a divorce and had a four-year-old little boy, and that's really a hard time. You can't just go off to grad school as you're learning to be a single mom. And I did not have any support system. My family had moved away when I was fresh out of high school. So there was no support system, no one to fall back and help me. I was doing it solo. Well, when I was 28, I had another, life event. And my I had some money for college from my grandmother who had left. And I had a very limited amount window to be able to use it to go back to college. So I did. I already had a bachelor's in business and didn't want to get an MBA. I didn't want to pursue that field. So I thought a master's degree in psychology, well, I could work anywhere. I could continue working in commercial lending because the president of the bank only had a bachelor's degree. I didn't need anything to continue up the ranks in this career. So I might as well get a master's degree in psychology because I always wanted that. And since I have help financially, I might as well. So I did that. And the program in Reading that they had was in counseling psychology. And they groom you to be marriage and family therapists. And I didn't realize that going in. And then when I was in it, you have to provide 200 hours of giving therapy in order to graduate. And let me tell you, that really spoke to me. That was just, I did it with mostly children and teenagers. And I just loved every second of it. And I was enthralled in all the psychology of it. But even still, it was so much work that twice, because I did not have any student loans, I was able to take a semester off here and there. And or it was actually a month because the program was a fast-paced program. Oh, man. Okay. It's a commercial break time. I need to speak faster. Anyways, I'll tell you the rest of the story in just a minute. Please stay tuned. Do you want to know what happened? Because this is when God shows up several times. Like, constantly. Okay, I'll be right back. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Okay, so where we left off, I went back to school. I was able to take time off periodically. So when you are in graduate school and you're working 40 hours a week and you have a second grader or third grader, depending on the time of the year we were in, and no family help at all, that can be rather stressful, right? So periodically, I would just take a month off. Like, I just need a month off because classes were a month long. They were very intensive for a whole month. You just dug in and it was heavy. So then I take that month off. And during my first month, I took another month off. And after that, I said to myself, I just don't even know. Or during that second month, I don't know if this is for me. It's so hard. It's so much work. What if I go back to college for my degree in psychology and I hate it? Just like I don't like working with a degree in business. Like, what if I, and I started second guessing all the what ifs, right, that I did. And so then I was genuinely thinking of quitting because life was so much easier before I went back to college. And I'm in this small group and I'm driving home and it's in like this little gated community called Lake California. And I don't usually go there. I only went for that. And I missed my turn, but I didn't realize it. And so I get to the end of this road and there's this big fence. And it's in front of this big pile of dirt, this giant pile of dirt. I would have smashed in my front end to go into that. Except for that in the fence, there's also these poles that are jutting diagonally out toward you. So I would have got into that fence and then maybe been impaled by the poles. Like, horrible. So I am talking on the phone to one of my girlfriends about how wonderful my life group is and how I'm the only single person with all these couples and how someday I want a marriage that is godly, and I love how they all just wrestle with God together and they're so strong in their faith and strong in their marriages and just praising the Lord and praising marriage. And so I get to this thing and I get scared and I spin my wheel to the right. Well, my car stops on the, if I'd gone to the left, I would have gone into this beautiful little field of nothingness, just a field. But to the right is this giant chasm, this giant embankment. But before the embankment is this kind of, what would you call that, like a hill. So my car was on top of the hill. All four wheels were off the ground. Oh, my goodness. And I was running late to get my son from his father because we were doing custody stuff. And now I'm stranded. My car is literally all four wheels off the ground, like at the peak. And if it goes forward, it goes down an embankment. Like the scariest thing that's ever happened to you, right? And the people whose house I was at, they were not answering their phone. So I was completely stranded. I remembered the last minute there was a friend of a friend of a friend that lived there. And I'm pretty sure I had her number. So they came and they got my car down. And I drove all the way. It was about a 40-minute drive from there to where my son was. Got there and got home and everything was fine. The next day I had one tire that was, it was flat. And so I put the donut on and I go to where I bought the tires, which is this little hole in the wall place on Highway 273 in Reading. And I'm sitting there and they're checking to see if they can patch it or if I have to just buy a new tire. And you know, I'm a broke college student and a single mom, and I cannot afford another tire. And so they have, you know, it's one of those with the car places with the big roll top things. So the office is this tiny little dirty rinky dink office, with like one uncomfortable chair. And so I'm sitting there. I literally sat there for hours. But as I'm sitting there, like an hour into it, another lady comes in, and she came in because her tires looked a little bit low. And she was driving to Sacramento, and she didn't want them to be a little bit low. And she was there for a good hour, and she was getting frustrated. And we were in silence reading our magazines, and she started talking to me. I don't know why it's taking so long for them to check my tires. I just came in because they were low. What is going on? And I said, I don't know. And I thought, oh, I'm going to just practice some of my reflective listening that I'm learning in college on this lady because it's just a random lady. And so then I'm talking to her and she goes, you know what? I teach psychology out at Shasta College and you would be amazing in this field. Have you ever thought about going into the field of psychology? Because I really have it on my heart that that's something for you. Well, it turns out the lady does psychology because she and her husband had been youth group leaders in their church for years. And they thought, these kids are always coming to us for advice. I should go get a degree in psychology so that I can do a good job giving them advice. And then she became bitten by the psychology bug. And now she's a PhD and she teaches psychology. And she's sitting in this rinky dink place telling me to go and become a therapist. Is that not like totally blessed? Is that a divine appointment or what? Well, in my heart, that's a rhetorical question because yes, it is. I felt his presence with me when my car, all four tires were up. I genuinely felt a presence in the car. It was a comforting presence. It was nothing I'd ever experienced before. And then this woman sitting in there for hours, and shortly after that conversation, her car was ready. So, I don't know. I'm a believer. Okay, see you soon.